The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I am so excited to come to you on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
And she is back. She was a little under the weather last week. Are you above the weather now?
A little under the weather? Oh, yes. I was drastically under the weather. And whoever called in and said, try the grapefruit juice and the cayenne pepper, I did that and I felt better.
How about that?
Yes.
That sounds just so strange, though.
I don't understand it, but it was good.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. Happy New Year, Angela. Happy New Year to our listeners.
Happy New Year, Howard.
Hopeful, Alan, Happy New Year to you. Alan's giving a thumbs up. You don't want to say Happy New Year on the air, Alan? Now, come on, get with it.
Here. Happy New Year. How did you do that grapefruit thing? I mean, what's the recipe on that, just in case?
Are you feeling bad?
I feel great. I just had the crud last month, sinus, and then went away, and then whatever. And
I actually just added it right to it and did it. I didn't do anything.
No mix, special mixture. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
But I did have a different. I went to Native Sun. Uh-huh. And got something there called an elixir, which was a hot water, lemon juice, ginger juice, echinacea, honey, and cayenne pepper.
Mm, okay.
And it was, so then they added it to hot water, added hot water to it.
Oh, okay.
It like burns all the way down, but I felt so much better after I had it.
Horseradish, I think.
Horseradish.
Yeah, all the thing, anything, it's like anything out. That burns you, right? Hot opens stuff. Your sinuses. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had that. I'm glad you had that recipe to make you better. And I'm certainly glad that you're back on the show because it's certainly better to have you on the other side of the table.
I don't know. You know, I listened to your show while I was laying in bed sick. And I want to say I felt like the community stepped up. They all called in to congratulate you on your grandchild coming into the planet that day. And
well, she did. She came in. I said I was going to become a grandfather that day. And that night at 9:09, Tess Evelyn Boffman was born at 5 pounds, 5 ounces.
8 ounces.
Well, that's right. 5 and a half pounds. 5 pounds, 8 ounces.
18 inches long. I know everything about her. And I haven't met her yet because I was too sick to meet her.
Yeah. But she was born. She's doing great. And can't wait to see her again.
Yes.
So, because then I got sick a little bit.
Now you can't see her either.
That's right. But anyway, she's doing great. So I'm now a grandpa.
Yes.
And you're going to become another grandmother in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, for your third.
Well, but it's a boy. So I have two girls, and now a boy is coming.
Well, that's great for you.
Something about when you get that, you know, different sex, everybody's just so excited, like, you know, you have too many of the other thing or something. But we're looking forward to him coming. His name is Jack, and he'll be here within 2 weeks.
How about that?
Whenever he decides to come on.
Yeah. So it's a great year coming up, and it was a great year that we had. So many things have occurred this past year. Interest rates came up.
Oh, yeah. As predicted.
Prices came up about 6%, as predicted.
Yep.
But it was a good year overall, and it's predicted to be another good year. Rates are predicted to go up between 0.5 and 0.75 points, and prices are predicted to go up not nearly as much. They're predicted to go up 4 to 5% here in the metropolitan area.
Yes.
So if you're waiting. Why?
I wouldn't wait.
Don't
wait. Because the interest rates went down a little and prices are going to go up some more. This is your magic moment. This is kind of the secret sauce for a buyer.
Yeah.
Yes.
People are going to be putting things in their house, which brings us to a contest.
Well, before you get to the contest,
yeah,
can I congratulate us?
Yes.
So what's today's date?
Today's
the 5th. When we had our very first show, it was January 7th.
The first Saturday of the year.
First Saturday of the year, January 7th, 2012.
So we've been on the air now 7 years.
Yep. So we'll consider this our anniversary as far as our radio listeners go.
So congratulations, Angela.
Yes, congratulations, Howard. Who knew that real estate radio would be on for 7 years, that every single Saturday we would show up and you would write something entertaining and informative, and that we would still be here live taking people's questions, running fun contests,
so most importantly,
having a great time advertising our customers' homes on the radio.
Yeah, most importantly, we want to thank all of our listeners for being with us and staying with us and calling in and asking questions, all of that stuff. So thank you all for supporting us for these 7 years. And some people have been with us for the entire 7 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I guess we're doing something right because somebody else new has joined the station and started their show and copied everything we're doing. So, so I think that's the highest form of flattery, is when you get copied on everything you're doing. But we're the original, and we're still loving it, and we're still going to be here. So far, we've outlasted lots of people who tried to start radio shows, and we are the longest running real estate show in Northeast Florida.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's keep it going.
Yes.
Hey, you know, when some people have done things to their homes over the years, things have come and the homes have changed, like electronic doorbells, right? Who had that 7 years ago?
Nobody.
You've heard of Nest, right? The Nest doorbell and the Nest
Ring.
Thermostat.
Ring, you mean?
Ring and there's Nest.
It's Ring's the front doorbell and Nest is the thermostat.
Well, I think it's the same company that makes them.
Could be.
But anyway, so here's the contest.
Is that like Ring Your Nest?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, here is the contest. About 88% of homes are broadband capable, so they have internet. But what percentage of us have a smart doorbell? Meaning the ones that when you go up to the door, they can see us and you can talk to them. So when you push the doorbell, you can talk to the people that are there and see who's there, even if you're not at home.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have to give the number.
You got to get the number.
222 talk to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
Yeah.
So that's area code 904. 222-8255.
Right. And it's less than 50%, of course. So we can start there.
Yeah, because it's still kind of new and, you know, people don't know if they really want that.
Yeah. All right. So give us a call. It can be a percentage point high or low. All right. So give us a call. 222-8255. Now, we had sales going on New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So what happened this past week, even though it was a short week, Angela?
Well, for homes and condominiums, 355 offers got accepted, and that was down about 5% from the previous week. Well, because we were comparing to the end of the month, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Music.
You got
411
time.
New homes came on the market. That was up 21%. 48 of the 411 are already under contract. So we're looking at what, like 10 to 12% there. 23 of which went under contract on the first day. And 467 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations. Yeah,
and that number's up 33%.
How about that?
So that's the closings at the end of the year.
And
sorry.
We come back after the break. We're going to give the highs and lows sales for the month. And there's a new surprise that has never happened before.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Yeah. We didn't talk
Always
about
fun.
This before, so this will be a surprise to you. This
Get
has
the number
never
again.
Happened before. 222-8255. And what percentage of people have a smart doorbell
yeah.
on their front door? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday, 2019, Howard.
A sunny day, a beautiful day to look at houses and buy houses. I'm going to do an open house today. You're going to be showing houses to a couple that you've been working with for a while.
Yes.
Is today
Rose
the day?
Rose and Clem, they're always listening to us, too. We're gonna go out and buy their house today. Today's the day. Yeah.
Okay.
And my sister's here.
Yeah.
And her husband from New York. So I went into my closet and found a jacket because they didn't bring any with them. They were coming to Florida for the sunshine. And she's like, "What is that for?
What's the jacket for?"
Yeah, I'm like, "It's 48 degrees. You gotta get a jacket." So she's like, "Oh, I don't think I need that." I'm like, "No, you're going to need it."
Okay.
Yeah. So it's gonna get I was warm glad today. I could help her out today.
It's going to get, what, 60-something today?
Yeah. It's kind of just a pretty light jacket.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Speaking of numbers, where he said 68 degrees, we had a little bonus that went to everybody for the new year, and the bonus was that interest rates actually came down this past week, according to the 25 top lenders for Freddie Mac.
Yeah, they did.
A little bit. Came down a little bit.
So the 30-year rate, it fell 0.04 of a point to 4.5%. Now, this time last year, it was 3.95%. The 15-year rate fell 0.02 of a percent to 3.99%. And this time last year, it was 3.38%. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell 0.06 of a point to 4.17%. That's the deal. That's the one you want to go for. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, you know, it's still a good deal if you're going to be in your house 5 years or less. It fell 0.02% to 3.98%. And this time last year, it was 3.45.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what it's time for?
What?
Well, every time that it's the our first show at the beginning of the month, we look at what happened during the prior month to do the highs and lows. And people tell us it's one of the fun things that we do here on Real Estate Radio. So it's the big sales of the month. So we looked at December of how many homes sold for over $1 million. And there were 18 of them.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, only one of them was on the ocean. Isn't that something?
Yeah,
there
that's
were
weird.
Additional three that were on the river and another eight were on water. Now, that means a lagoon or a canal. Doesn't mean that you're on a pond or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five of the 18 were cash. Now, the highest one wasn't that high. It was 2,150,000, 4,100 square feet, only three bedrooms. Interesting. It was in Ponte Vedra.
A lot of them only had three bedrooms in Ponte Vedra, the original design.
Yeah, three bedrooms, four bath, built in 1970, sold in only 12 days.
Nice.
Yeah, it was totally redone, and the price has doubled since they bought it 7 years ago. It had a pool, had an exercise room. Now, here's the thing. The house is not that fancy. A lot of the homes in Ponte Vedra are not that fancy. It was a nice house, but you look at it and it's like, yeah, it's pretty nice. But if this was house was like in Mandarin, it may have been $600,000 or $700,000. But because it was in Ponte Vedra, of course, the price doubles, triples, sometimes quadruples. So
and on the ocean.
This is not on. This one was not on the ocean.
Oh, I thought this was the one that was on the ocean.
No, this is not the one that was on the ocean.
Oh.
This is several blocks away from the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, $2,150,000. Nice house.
$2,150,000. So to be $2 million and not be on the ocean or not be on the intercoastal. Was it on the intercoastal?
It was on the lagoon. Near where the golf course is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But not, I mean, you can't go anywhere. It's called a lagoon, but it's
Honey,
not.
That is the most expensive real estate.
I'm saying it depends on where you
are. Well, just saying, you want to hang out down there, you got to pay the price. It's prime
real estate.
Location, location, location.
Now, if you don't want to pay that much and you wanted to buy a house for something just a little bit cheaper.
Yes.
$4,900.
What?
That's right. You could have gotten a two-bedroom, one bath, 810 square feet. It was only on the market for 7 days. They paid cash, but they had to pay the back taxes and liens. Now, this one needed some work because somebody had taken out the whole electrical box, had taken out all the lights, had taken out the countertops, taken out virtually everything, but it was a cinder block house. So it had good, as they say,
bones.
It had good bones. So you had the frame already there. You could have gone in and built a house for only $4,900 plus back taxes and liens.
So it sounds like they helped them, too, in the way of taking things out of there.
Yeah, somebody had done
demolitions.
Somebody
done,
had
right?
done the demo for them.
That's cool. What happened with condos?
Well, now this is the thing. I said something had happened that had never happened before, and there are two things. First of all, there were five condos that sold for over $1 million, and here's the other interesting thing: the highest price condo beat the highest price house.
Yeah, we haven't had that happen.
Never had it. Nope. It sold for $2,327,000.
Wow.
It was a condo called Whitehall. And they're also in Ponte Vedra. They're two-story condos. You either get the first floor or the second floor. 3,100 square feet, right on the ocean, three-bedroom, three-and-a-half baths, 39 days on market. Pretty nice. But again, it was is just a plain old condo. If it was someplace else, nothing special. Nothing special. 2,300,000.
Do you not understand
location?
That when God has his hands on things, everything becomes special. Now, why do I say it like that? Because the ocean is God's creation. Man yes. could not create that ocean. So, you know, the ocean makes all that stuff special.
Well, the interesting thing about these is they do not have a balcony, though. So you are always inside.
Well, they may have closed it in.
None of these had balconies. It may be that when they were originally built, they had them, but
and
they showed
they
an outside picture.
In. Yeah.
The outside picture, none of them that were in the picture that looked like there were 12 units there, none of them had a balcony. So maybe they were built originally with a balcony. But anyway, I want a balcony if I'm spending $2.3 million.
Me too.
Yes. The lowest price condo, this was a low one, $17,000, two bedroom, one bath, 1,000 square feet, 91 days on market, paid cash. And this was advertised as a handyman special.
Okay.
In Teakwood Village off of Atlantic. Yeah. By the way, of the condos, four of them were on the ocean and another one was on water, but not the ocean. And four of them paid cash.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway, if any of you ever want to buy one of these over $1 million ones or even want to try and buy one of the lowest price ones, I know some realtors that would love to help you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or not a first-time home buyer. Angela and I would really love to help you.
Always.
But anyway, we just think that is fun to help you with those, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, we
got real estate is fun.
Real estate is fun.
Real estate radio is fun. Everything is fun. Nobody's calling in, though. You have a contest.
Yeah.
And the number is to talk to me. You have to call.
All right. I'm going to narrow it down.
Talk. I'm giving the number out. 904-222-8255.
I'm going to narrow it down.
Call in and guess. It's just a percentage. How many people have smart doorbells?
Yeah. I'm going to narrow it down. I said it was less than 50%. It's actually less than 40%. So call in. What's the harm? Call in and say Happy
New
Year.
Call in and
win.
Yeah. And you can decide if you want a tracker or a gift card.
Yeah.
Because it's a new year.
It's a new year.
Yes.
All right. What do we want to talk about today? Did you know that Watson has a guaranteed sales program?
Yes.
That if your home doesn't sell, Watson will buy your home. If you're also going to use Watson to buy your next home. Now, there are lots of ifs, ands, and buts, and we don't need to go into
There's some fine print, as we might say.
Yes, but we will do that for you. That's right. We will.
Yep.
Do you know that it's an advantage if you get your home pre-inspected?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, when we come back after the next break, we're going to tell you an interesting story that we entitle We Can Help. But before that, we're going to do a landlord and tenant tip of the week.
Okay.
A landlord posts an ad on Craigslist to rent a 3-bedroom home for $1,000. He gets 2 completed applications and has background and credit checks done, and both seem okay. Must he pick one, or can he wait a few days to see if a better applicant comes in? What do you think, Angela?
I think you don't have enough time to tell the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, we do. The only thing we can say is that a landlord can't discriminate against anyone who is in a protected class, such as a disability, ones with disabilities, or due to race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, marital status, or familial status, meaning whether they are married or single. As such, pick anybody you want. Just can't do any of the above. Would be a violation of the Fair Housing Act. So that's the answer. You can wait for a better one to come in.
Yes.
All right.
And, someone who makes more money.
Yes. And Larry is on the line. And Larry, please stay on the line. When we come back after the break, we will go right to you. So stay with us, everybody. And more people can call in at 222-8255. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump still standing toe-to-toe with Democrats over funding for the border wall with Mexico. After another meeting yesterday at the White House, the president said the partial government shutdown could go on for weeks, even months. Meanwhile, Democrats say they're not budging an inch when it comes to giving the president some of the money he wants to get that wall going. Police say three men were shot and killed in a fight at a bowling alley in Torrance, California last night. Officials responded to the early Saturday morning shooting at the Gable House Bowl in the coastal Los Angeles suburb. Witnesses say the shooting stemmed from a fight between two large groups of people inside the building. A great jobs report yesterday for December, and that sent stock prices up on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 747 points by the closing bell. The NASDAQ up by 275. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help, because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust, and it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 11th at 8 p.m., it's the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. Saturday, January 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, January 12th at 7 p.m., it's the Elvis Birthday Bash at the Florida Theater.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Roads pretty much back to normal. No delays to encounter. As for the weather, not a bad weekend, really. Sunny skies continuing through tomorrow. Daytime highs about 65. Clear skies tonight and tomorrow night, low about 45. But watch out, fog should be rolling in tomorrow night, lasting until about Monday morning. Currently 52 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Segment 3, and I want to go over the contest because Larry is waiting, I believe. It's a very simple one. What percentage of homeowners have a smart doorbell? All right. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
How are you? You sound happy.
Happy, 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 happy every day.
That's awesome. I feel like you're copying me, and that's awesome. So what is your guess?
Well, my guess is under 25%. I want to say 22, but at first I said 3%, but I say that's too low. So I'm going to just go with 22%. I ain't changing.
Well, you're too high, and 3% is too low.
Okay, so then I guess it's 13.
You can't guess another number.
Listen, I gave you two numbers to guess.
Well, at least I tried. At least I called in.
Yes.
You did, and we appreciate that. And did you have a good New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day?
Every day is good. I don't have to wait the New Year.
There you go.
Man, I love his attitude. That's awesome.
So,
y'all have a great year. I've been watching y'all for a while. Since I moved to Florida 6 years ago and bought a new home.
Yay. That's wonderful.
Good for you. Home ownership is great.
It's the best thing there is.
Glad you're in it. If ever we can help you with anything, you just let us know, all right?
Top realtor. I might try to get something for my kids. So I keep watching to make sure I know what's going on, okay?
Good.
Do you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the air?
No, just keep doing what you're doing. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. 2019
is a year for you. Stay stronger and greater, okay?
Ooh,
God bless you, Larry.
Thank you for the blessing. That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so keep trying to call in. There's only one line that's working today. They're having a problem with the phone thing, which I just found out at the middle of the break. So sorry about that. I've been encouraging people to call. I wonder why they're not. But I'm getting text messages that people are calling and the phone, nobody's answering the phone. So that's how it seems to be happening. So if you're calling, whether you're wishing us a happy 7-year anniversary or if you want to guess the contest or whatever, just know that I'm sorry I'm missing your call because that's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
No offense, Howard. I know you spend hours and hours prepping for our show, but still my favorite part is when our audience calls in.
All right. Hey, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
Did you?
Well, I know that some people could. No, I didn't make any because I just love what I do every day and love being with you every day. And hopefully, my grandchild would come into the world happy and healthy, and she's doing great. So that was the most important thing for me.
Yes.
But I think that a great New Year's resolution would be that people get to pay off their mortgage early.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So I have some ways that people can pay off their mortgage early. And I want some of our callers to call in and see if they can add to the list.
They might not be able to call in.
They may not be able to.
But they can try.
To call in and see what they do to pay off their mortgage early. So I got several ways, and I know, Angela, you do something, but we're going to get to yours in a minute. So one thing you can do is to round your payment up to the next even $100 or even add an extra $100 to pay it off. Or for larger mortgages, maybe round up to the next $500. I know that sounds a lot to some people, but if you're paying, you know, $3,000 or $4,000, just round it up to the next $500. Makes it easier to deduct from your checking account, too, if it's just rounded. Instead of $1,723.56, round it up to $1,800 or just round it up to $2,000. Pays it off earlier.
You're funny.
All right. How about paying an extra 1/12 per month? How about if you get a bonus from work, don't spend it, get more value by putting it towards your mortgage? Hey, are you going to get a tax refund? Put that towards your mortgage. How about this one? I don't know if this one's going to work
for a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, if you're married, agree that the next birthday or anniversary or Christmas present will go toward the mortgage instead of spending it on each other.
I'm not liking that.
You're not liking that?
I'll take the presents any day. Give me my own birthday present. Give me my anniversary present. Yeah.
I got one more.
What?
Agree to eat out one less day a week and put the difference towards your mortgage.
What do you mean, put the difference?
Okay. You normally eat out 3 times a week.
Oh, I
eat
see.
Out
I see.
Twice a week and take that $30, whatever it is.
Where do you eat? Seems like it's more than $30.
whatever it is, and put that money towards your mortgage.
I got you.
Now you have, well, whichever.
I do something a little bit different.
Okay, what
so
do you do?
This is what my dad taught me to do. You take your amortization schedule in the beginning of the loan. I mean, it works the best the earlier you start this. And the amortization schedule outlines how much interest you're paying and how much principal you're paying. So what I did in my first couple years of my loan is I would take the principal for the whole first year and I added that to my first payment. So, you know, where you can just pay extra principal, that knocked out all that interest of the first year. So I saved a lot of money. So that's what I tried to do. Multiple. So I've already shaved off years off my mortgage.
How long have you had your mortgage?
3 years, and I think I've shaved 5 years off.
You go, girl.
Yeah. So that's pretty impressive. But I will say there's something new that, you know, us financial people and people who've been in the business a long time aren't really much thinking about. But the younger people are. And we sold a house. It'll be a year in February when we sold this house. And they are not paying a dollar towards their mortgage.
I hope they don't get evicted.
No. Their mortgage is getting paid.
Oh.
They're not paying a dollar. You know how they're doing it? Not out of their paycheck, let's say. And how they're doing it is Airbnb. So they're renting out their rooms. And I think his mortgage is like $1,500. He's not at capacity, and he's getting $2,000 a month. So he's able to make his mortgage payment and doesn't come out of his paycheck. You got to love that. Yeah. That means strangers are in your house.
Yeah,
I don't love that. This is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But, you know, a lot of the millennials just think like that. They don't. It doesn't bother them at all. The other thing that millennials do, and we've probably done it when we were their age, is just think about a side hustle. That's what they call it, a side hustle. So, like, my daughter has 3 jobs. She just let go of one of them, so she's down to 2 now. But she has a regular job during the week, and then she also works at a fitness center, so she's getting her membership for free. And, you know, and so anyway, she's getting extra money and getting her fitness for free. So, you know, they just think different than we think. And that's a great thing, right?
So there are ways to make extra money. And then
you just put all that money towards the mortgage.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If our listeners have some extra way to save and pay off their mortgage and save thousands of dollars and years, give us a call and tell us what you do. We'd like to hear from it. 222-8255. And we realize that the phones are not working. And if you can't get through, call us on our cell phone and we will tell what it is on the air. So Angela's number is 465-3845. 465-3845.
Yes.
And she will tell who you are on the air if you want and what your idea is to pay off your mortgage early. And she can put your guess for the contest on the phone as well. You know, the important thing is it saves thousands. It's not just that you are, when you put more money towards your mortgage, if you put an extra $1,000 during the year, you're not just saving $1,000. You're saving the interest associated with that. So that $1,000 may turn out to be $2,000 that you're actually saving. Right?
Right.
Right. All right, so call in with your guess on the contest. We know that it is more than 3% of people have smart doorbells and less than, what did he guess? 22%
have a smart doorbell. So it's somewhere between 3 and 22 doorbell. Based on what he guessed.
And none of my homes have a smart doorbell, and Angela,
I'm going to get one.
Our house does not have one.
I'm going to get one, though.
Okay. You're going to get one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us today and listening. It's so exciting. It is a gorgeous, kind of chilly day in Northeast Florida.
It's going to get to 62. It's not chilly. Come on.
62 is not chilly? This is no. Florida, where we average the 80s.
No.
No?
It's wonderful.
Oh.
Go out, buy a house, go swimming, whatever.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. I am disagreeing with you. We do not agree on this. It's a beautiful day.
You know
day.
What? We don't Go. Agree on anything. People who know us really in real life know we don't agree on anything. Do always
we,
a challenge.
Do we agree that it's a great day to buy some real estate?
Always, yeah.
Okay, so see, we agree.
Something.
All
we
right.
We have a foundation.
Do we agree that we help people with their real estate issues?
Yes, always.
Do we agree that we can help?
We can help.
We have a story that's called We Can Help.
Okay.
These are questions that come from our listeners and customers that we thought we would share with you from time to time, and we entitle this segment We Can Help. So we got a call, oh, I guess it was a month or so ago, and it was from a gentleman, and he said that he was going to interview multiple realtors.
Right. And he did.
And he did. And one of them was us.
Yes.
And he said something unusual. He said he wanted to have a short relationship with his realtor. We've never heard that before.
No. And that was actually after he signed up with us. And I kind of got offended. I was like, what does he mean? I like meet people and they're friends for life. So what's he talking about?
Yeah.
But what he meant was sell my house quick.
Sell my house quick. He's moving out of town. And he got a job out of town, so he's selling my house quick. So we said, well, we can help. We talked about how our relationship is a partnership. And
yes,
that we asked him to do a few things.
Yeah, not many. Their house was perfect.
So we asked him to do a pre-listing inspection with HomePro.
Which they did.
Which he did. And there were a couple of very minor items to fix, which he did.
Ridiculously minor, yes.
And we did our special marketing program, including our electronic marketing, which we go into detail when we meet with you folks in person. And did we have a short relationship?
We did.
We did. We got a contract in only 19 days, including negotiating on New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock at night. So people do buy houses on the holidays.
Yeah.
And the new owners will be in 30 days.
Yes.
Which is also quick. Now, yes, this is what I call a short relationship.
Yeah, pretty short.
He got
too bad too. I like them.
Yeah, he got exactly what he asked for.
He did. Ask and ye shall receive.
So what I want to say to you, our listeners, is we really can help.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the real estate question or issue, we are here to help you, and we're going to give you the best advice or refer you to someone who can. Let us be your resource. I can't talk straight today. I'm getting over being sick, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had it last week, and then you gave it to me.
I
share. You know, there are certain things that you should not share.
I share.
And being sick is not one of them.
I tried not to share, but I did share it. Sorry.
Yes. Anyway, we're still waiting for someone to call about
the contest. Well, the phones are having problems, Howard.
The phones are
having contest. So I've sort of given up waiting on people to call.
But you know what?
Can we talk about our hot deals of the day?
You know what? It is time for that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Where are you going to be today?
I am going to be on the west side today.
I don't think about it as the west side.
No?
No, it's real high end.
Well,
it's Eagle Landing.
All right, you
talk about it. $500,000 house. So the address, if you want to find Howard today, he's at 4412 Castle Palm Court in Eagle Landing. This home is so magnificent. It's a one-story ranch with a bonus room upstairs, so it's absolutely perfect. It has 3,124 square feet. It's four bedrooms, four bathrooms on a four-way split. I love that. And it has this amazing lanai and a screened-in pool and spa, plus an outdoor kitchen. Now, the pool, it's kind of cool. It has this fountain, and then it has a cascading waterfall over these rocks. It is so relaxing that when I'm there, I don't really want to work. I just want to sit and listen to the water cascading over the rocks.
It is such
it's
a
very
beautiful,
very
view.
Calm. If you're looking for that to enjoy your lifestyle, maybe you work real hard all day and you need to relax in the evening, I'm telling you, this is your house. Overlooks the golf course. Overlooks a landscaped yard that is so well manicured and beautiful. I think I might have this number wrong, but something like $65,000 has gone into that yard of creating this really beautiful backyard oasis.
Yeah, it's not just grass. I mean, they actually have a path.
Yeah, they created a pathway.
That walks through
perennials. Very easy to care for. Very easy to care for. It was designed that way.
It is just amazing. It's like that you're walking through a nature walkway.
Yes.
That's before the golf course. And the backyard is totally private.
Totally, totally private. You would not know that you're like in this subdivision kind of thing. I mean, it's totally private. Plus, it's on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, the kitchen has a built-in fridge, a convection oven, the stove-type vents. Virtually the entire house has real wood plantations, shutters,
beautiful
tile floors, loads of built-ins. There's a nook in the office, cathedral ceilings, built-in speakers, fancy moldings, inlaid glass doors, special granite that you just have to see. The granite on the countertops matches the granite next to the fireplace. It is just absolutely stunning. I think it's underpriced. It's $500,000.
Oh, they've got more in it than that.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah. They got a lot more money in it than that. That's just what the market will bear at this time because they're still building houses in there.
Yeah, it's got a three-car garage with built-ins in that. It's just unbelievable. It's open today. I'm going to be there from 11:30 to 1:30. So come and see me. The community is gorgeous as well. Again, it's Castle Palm Court in Eagle Landing.
Yes. The next one we want to talk about that's also having an open house, but tomorrow from 12 to 2, is at 2951 Heritage Trail, which is located in Beauclair off Scott Mill Road in Mandarin. It has over 3,900 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, four-bath, plus two half-baths. It is this beautiful colonial, all brick, and has this raised patio in the back. It's very gorgeous and stately. Now, one of the bedroom and baths is in the detached building. So it's perfect for an in-law suite. It's perfect for an office, a man cave. I mean, anything you want. It's got a kitchenette, a full bath. It's just really, really lovely. There are lots of gorgeous details. This home was built by a builder for his own family. So, you know, when that happens, you get more details than you would otherwise. This home is listed at $400,000, and it will be open tomorrow from 12 to 2.
You know, we are so lucky to have really nice houses that we get to market for people.
Yes.
It really is. And, you know, we've just talked about two of them. But there are more. There's one in Aberdeen that's a big house, 3,500 square feet, five bedrooms, three and a half baths, another three-car garage, plus a loft and a lanai on a huge cul-de-sac. It's the biggest lot in the neighborhood. It's half an acre, and it's also on a pond. It's got a walk-in pantry, and I mean a big, big walk-in pantry, lots of storage in this house. California bar in the kitchen, convection oven. All the bedrooms are big enough for two beds. In fact, if you have a large family, like 4, 5, 6, 7 kids, this is the house for you. The master is down. Four more bedrooms upstairs. Great amenities, $450,000.
Yes.
Great, great house.
Yes.
Big house, lots of room. High ceilings on both levels.
One of the houses that we have listed is over off Southside Boulevard near Bay Meadows in a neighborhood called Royal Lakes. And this home is located at 8356 Royalwood Drive. It's 2,700 square feet. It is three bedroom, two and a half bathroom, wood floors, sunken living room. The kitchen's been redone. The bathrooms have been completely taken to the studs and redone. Tons of storage. Has a Florida room, a huge backyard. There are so many. Wow. The price is $346,900. That's not open this weekend, but if you want to see it, call me and I'll get you
all
in
right
there.
Well, the Van Wees are about to come and tell you what's going to come about for the new year, and it's been a great week, so stay tuned for them. You know, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. You know that you need a professional on your side for the most important financial transaction that you have. Call us after the show at 465-3845. That's Angela's number. I'll give it to you again, 465-3845. My number is 687-8161. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week. Have a great week.